PayPal blacklists free speech YouTube alternative BitChute. By Charlie Nash on November 14, 2018. Payment processing service PayPal has blacklisted free speech YouTube alternative BitChute, stopping the platform from receiving or sending any money through its service, which BitChute used as its main payment processor. BitChute blames the action on its stand against the current trend in censorship. BitChute announced the blacklisting in a blog post Wednesday, declaring, "A few hours ago BitChute received a notice that our PayPal account has been permanently limited, with immediate effect, and that we will no longer be able to accept or send payments." The notice included the following information. The user agreement for PayPal service states that PayPal, at its sole discretion, reserves the right to limit an account for any violation of the user agreement, including the acceptable use policy. This decision seems to be final, although we will try to appeal, BitChute founder and CEO Ray Vahi explained. BitChute has had a PayPal account since 2016. We have used it to settle payments and to receive subscription payments from supporters along with other discretionary payments. It's our belief that it is our stand against the current trend in censorship that has resulted in this action. BitChute is politically neutral and we have a diverse community in interests and backgrounds. We require that users only upload legal content that complies with our terms and community guidelines. We carry out moderation to remove all content that breaches our terms and community guidelines, including but not limited to videos from terrorists, child abuse or pirated video, continued Vahi, adding, BitChute is pro-free expression, which is a universal human right. Vahi concluded that BitChute is currently working to get a replacement credit card payments processor. BitChute has previously called out payments processor Stripe for blacklisting Gab, another alternative social network, and in an April interview with Breitbart Tech, BitChute declared, "What we need is more competition, more alternatives, more freedom." In October, alternative social network Gab was blacklisted by PayPal and Stripe, while in August, conservative writer David Horowitz was blacklisted by Visa and MasterCard. InfoWars, Tommy Robinson, Robert Spencer, Pamela Geller, WikiLeaks, and 2018 Toronto mayoral election candidate Faith Goldie are also currently, or have previously been, blacklisted by PayPal. As the left prepares for the 2018 midterms and the 2020 general election, they want to ensure that only they have access to that tremendous power. And with PayPal and Stripe withdrawing support from politically neutral fundraising platforms, they are well on their way to achieving that aim, he continued. Like the social media purges, this represents an existential threat to the conservative and pro-Trump movement. In the same month, liberal nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation claimed to be deeply concerned that payment processors were becoming the de facto internet censors. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.